I thought hats off to Georgia Southwestern. You know, they came in like we thought what they were going to be. They played very scrappy, very aggressive. Wasn't pleased with our rebounding efforts tonight. I think they were leading at the half by one in the rebound margin. And so I thought we played a little too lax, you know. But credit goes to them. You know, they just kept on fighting. And I thought we played a little beneath the level of intensity that I want to see tonight.
We talked about it in pregame. Going back to Coastal Georgia, you had 15 players play, 15 players score. A lot of the same here tonight against Georgia Southwestern. When you've got so many people getting action, getting points on the scoreboard and contributing to this team, what does it say about the depth for what Georgia Southern has?
Well, you know, I'm pleased with our depth. Sometimes they don't play like I need them to play, but it's getting adjusted to those minutes, you know, coming off the bench. You know, some of these players are used to playing the entire game, and so coming off, being ready to go in 2-minute, 3-minute increments is a little different from some of the players. But I think it's going to fare well for us, especially during the conference play with the back-to-back games every night, every weekend. And so we still got to do a better job. You know, if you look at the turnovers, you know, we are that's a category where I don't want to have a whole bunch in that stat line. And so we have to do a better job of valuing the basketball. And so, Eagle Nation, if y'all have some ideas, go on, shoot me an email.
One of the things that Ro and I talked about throughout the game, scoring 34 points off of Georgia Southwestern turnovers, and a big part of it was in the first half with the pressure in the backcourt. What was the biggest thing that you saw from Georgia Southern being able to put pressure on this Georgia Southwestern team?
You know, we want to capitalize. So we're talking about playing swarmification defense, being up in the passing lanes. And so we're getting deflections. Now we're getting steals. But we want to be able to finish and capitalize off of those. So I think, you know, that's one of the things we've been working on in practice is our 3-on-2, 2-on-1 transition, just to simulate, you know, when we do get those steals, to finish, to make them pay. Because early on we were getting the turnover, but we weren't finishing on the other end.
Now you've got two games in the span of the next 3 days. You travel up to Atlanta tomorrow to take on Chattanooga on Sunday, Western Carolina on Monday. What's the biggest thing over the next couple of days getting into a tournament atmosphere that you've got to prepare this team for?
Got to get our bodies healthy and ready. You know, the weather changed on us, and so, you know, when the cold weather comes, so does the ailments and the sickness. And so making sure they're just healthy, getting their sleep, eating right, doing those things to get us prepared for another road game. On the court, you know, we just got to figure out how, you know, we can minimize the turnovers. And so I think we're going to work on a whole bunch of passing drills from here on to our next game, just so we can kind of minimize those. And so the day that we're under 12 turnovers, then you'll see a happy Coach Howard.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the victory, and we'll talk up in Atlanta.
Thanks.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard, a 90-69 victory for Georgia Southern over Georgia Southwestern. We'll be joined now by our player of the game in Jaden Hamilton, finishing with 11 points, 3 of 6 from the floor, 2 rebounds as well, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. And Jaden, when you coming off a 118-48 victory over Coastal Georgia, now 90-69 the victory for Georgia Southern over Georgia Southwestern, where have you seen this team grow the most?
I think we improved on our tempo, getting out in transition, getting in our lanes, and I think we've been improving on seeing our posts. Playing inside out.
We just talked to Coach Howard about the defensive pressure, especially full court pressure that you guys have been doing the last couple of weeks. What's been the biggest transition for you guys really getting into the full court press?
Just understanding our spots, understanding what we're supposed to do, what we're looking at, and what we're taking away.
Now, with you being just a sophomore this year, how much more of a leadership role have you taken being one of the go-to players for this team?
I know last year I was a freshman, really learning. I'm still learning, but we have a lot of new freshmen. Like, our whole team, we're young, so I just got to play a big part, especially coming from starting lineup. I got a little bit of experience, so I just got to work on talking more.
What's been the biggest thing, welcoming in so many new faces to this team?
I guess building chemistry. We got good chemistry off the court, and we're still working on having that chemistry, bringing it to the game on the court.
Jaden, appreciate the time. Congrats on the victory, and we'll talk about Atlanta. Once again, that's Jaden Hamilton, the player of the game tonight, 11 points, 3 of 6 from the floor, 4 of 4 from the free throw line as well. A final again, 90-69, Georgia Southern over Georgia Southwestern. Next up, it's on to Atlanta for the Georgia State Holiday Hoops Classic. in the Sun Belt SoCon rivalry is taking on Chattanooga on Sunday, a 3 p.m. tip-off. Western Carolina comes up on Monday from the third floor of the Georgia State Sports Arena. That a 1 p.m. tip up from Decatur Street. That'll wrap things up for us. Once again, a 90-69 victory for Georgia Southern over Georgia Southwestern. For my broadcast partner, Ronisha Smith, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to Georgia Southern Women's Basketball on the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield IMG College. Eagle Women's Basketball is presented by Ford. Go further, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Georgia Power, a Southern company. And by Optum Medical Center and Optum Orthopedics. They get you back to you. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Georgia Southern Sports Network.